7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Yeah. Okay. Dubious Goals Committee. You are listening to it. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm drinking Dahong Pao. Oh, it's good. Oh, it's so tasty. Yeah, so I'm sitting here drinking tea. And wishing that I could do such simple tasks as stand up, walk around, do stuff. But yeah, I can't, so we're just going to sit here today and do another really, really terrible episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Because I'm still waiting for a phone call from the orthopedics place. What the hell just happened to my background music? Come back. Is this going to be a digital media day? There we go. Is this going to be a buffering day? I don't know what's going on. I haven't been super functional lately. I did get some sleep, though. Yeah, I stayed up pretty late last night, but I did sort of manage to fall asleep shortly after about 5:30. I looked at the clock last at about 5:25, and then I was rolling around for a while, but I did finally fall asleep. I woke up just shy of 9:30, so I got almost 4 hours of sleep. And this is thanks to the fact that the timing of my medications got messed up enough, so, hey, Pippa, don't mess with that. So I took, my last drugs at, 3 a.m., and that was great, because then I'm asleep 2 hours later, and I managed to sleep 4 hours. And then I had to wake up, and oh god, that sucked. But that was a good, I don't know, that was a while ago. And I was just about to say, and now that the drugs kicked in, I feel pretty good. I do not feel pretty good. I don't know what to think. Well, of course, when this happens, I think we need to pour some more tea. That's what I think, really. Dahong Pao, I love you. Yeah. So I'm just sitting here, and I'm not really sitting. I'm doing that weird thing that I do that's halfway between sitting and laying down. And I've got the heating pad under my hip. And it's, I don't know. Is this doing anything for me? Who knows? Oh, yeah, daddy-o. Oh, and I just realized I'm not getting any phone calls today. No doctors are gonna call me today. It's Saturday, for God's sake. Okay. Yeah. Am I gonna make it? Probably. Yowza. Yeah, so, got a day of just drinking tea ahead of me. Well, not just drinking tea, but drinking tea and checking in with the autonomous Commie Republic.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
I'm dropping bombs today. That was Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with Enola Gay. Oh, yeah. Ow. So, anywho, I've been thinking, maybe I need a new catchphrase. Because I think I found a new catchphrase. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what might this new catchphrase be? Well, the other day, was that yesterday or the day before? I can't remember. The days are all blurred together, thanks to lack of sleep. The other day, when I was getting an MRI, or at least after the MRI, and I was crawling out of the MRI room, I couldn't help but notice these big stickers on the floor that were about 30 centimeters in diameter. And they had a warning. and they said, "The magnet is always on." And I liked that a lot. The magnet, oh, hi, Peppa. Peppa has arrived. The magnet is always on. But, you know, in what context would you use such a catchphrase? I don't know. Do we really need context? This isn't exactly a context show. Yeah, see what I mean? It's all about the banana. Yeah, boom. Okay. That was fun. That was the Korean a cappella boys group Exit doing their version of Banana Cha-Cha. And I think we can all agree that the world is a better place because that exists. Oh. Right. So, what are we doing today? I don't know. I was kind of thinking about seeing if we could do some sort of synth. But my cat is trying to chew the Pippa. You can't be messing around with this stuff. This is not kitty business. This is not kitty. Okay, see you later. Cats. So, I don't know. I don't really have anything for you. I haven't been working on anything. I haven't been doing any synth stuff in the last couple days just because I can't do much other than just sit here, but I am kind of doing okay right now. Again, as long as I just sit here and I don't have to get up and try to walk or make food or do anything. So what do you think? What do you think? Is it time for synth or is it time to take attendance?
Okay, Brenda.
Oh. Look at that. Blenda.
Funded.
Present. Astronomic cat.
Oh, great. Astronomical cat is here.
Present. Ghost Bill. Ghost Bill.
Where's
Bill? Tardy again.
Wait. What? Oh, my God! Ghost Bear's going crazy! Gonna kill everybody!
Oh, ghost bear. I guess you're here after all. And, Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent. Forever.
Whoa, snap! Oh my god, Ted. Yeah, he's marked absent forever. Well, so I guess since Ted is dead, we might as well do some synth. Right, Pep, I still got the cat sitting here in the kitty business pit, so it's kind of hard to do any synth, but I already did a little bit. I don't have much. Here's what's going on. Basically this. Yeah, pretty damn exciting. Just a bass note. It's an E. And what we've done here is I've laid down a track of this. And this is untimed music. Well, so far. There's no beat. And I didn't bother trying to lay this down to any type of beat. It's just that note, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes. And so, how did this come about? Well, I saw this chord progression the other day. Yesterday? The day before? I don't know. It doesn't matter. And I said to myself, oh, that's an interesting chord progression because we can just, you know, pedal that E. We can just sit on that E, and then we can throw in some other notes. And the chord progression we're using today is A minor 7, F sharp minor 7, F major 7, and E minor 7. So a lot of sevenths. A lot of sevenths. What the hell? What is this, jazz? Yeah, pretty much. This is kind of a jazz progression, kind of. So what I wanted to do was sort of try to, I don't know, use the tombola sequencer, use the random sequencer to work our way through this chord progression and then just see what happens. So, yeah. So the next thing we need to do is turn on the sequencer, the randomizing sequencer, which is our tombola. And what notes do we need? We need like these notes. But we need much more gain out of that. And it's cranked all the way up. Now how do I... We need more... There we go. So we're going to clear that. And we're going to keep that going. And we're going to drop these notes in here. Let's do this. What the hell? What did I say these notes needed to be? G, A, and C. E, F, G, A, C. Okay, got it. So let's start recording and drop notes in. And then I stopped it. I stopped recording. Because now I want to drop in some different notes. And what are we going to drop in now? F sharp, A, and C sharp. All right, start the sequence or the track back up. Stop that. Stop this. And what am I doing? The next group is ACF. Yay. Let's do that. Wait, do I know what notes those are? Yeah. What did I say? F-A-C? I can't remember. Okay, go. That was pretty terrible. This is not gonna be good, is it? Okay, what's next? I'm really, really falling behind the changes here. The last one we got is G, B, and D. Let's try this. And where's my notes? E, F, G, B, D. Okay, I think I got it. Oh, I can barely function. What did I say? G, B, and D. Okay. That kind of worked out. We better turn this off because otherwise I'm going to go crazy. I'm turning off the tombola so we can now see what we got. See if this makes any sense. Why did it take so long for those to come in? That was terrible. This is horrible, and I hate it. Not exactly what I had in mind. Not at all. Well, we can't always be awesome. No, we can't. Sometimes it's just gonna be crap. So let's erase it all. So I think we're gonna use a different sequencer. Let's use this one. Okay, so let's record some of that. And what am I even doing? We need to trim off the ugly end there. And what's this? Why does this have a thing? Oh, that's still the old bit. We don't want that. Okay, where are we at here? Oh yeah, we gotta put in the next sequence. So what do we got? A, C, and F. Okay, now let's lay that down. How do I, yeah, here we go, one-handed. Kind of ran over there, so let's first dump that, and then we'll cut this little piece off here at the end. And now we need some more notes. What are our next notes? G, B, D. Let's find our notes here. E, F, G. Okay. Actually, I want to drop that an octave, and then we can drop it onto the track here. Go. And we're back to the beginning. It looped there, and so we got to hear the beginning of the thing, but here's our arpeggios all together. Wait, we got an extra note in there, didn't we? Yeah, we'll just leave it. Basically, we got four bars of one chord, and then it changes. We get another four bars. And then it'll change again. And then it kind of resolves to that E minor 7. But we got no bass. It starts over again. Pretty good. What are we going to do for some bass? I don't know. We could do some Fat Patty thing. What do you think of that? Let's try it. Boring. This doesn't work for me. We need something better than that. Bass, bass. I don't know. That's pretty... let's just see what it'll do. Let's get this to the beginning. Go. Going to require writing a bass line. But I don't want to write a bass line because I just don't. I don't feel like I got anything in me bass line wise. This experiment is just not coming together in any way, is it? No, it's not. What if we just went with something like... That's boring, but it could work for something, so I don't know, let's try it. Let's lay it down. Uh-oh, I just realized I laid this down on the same track. I'm overdubbing the first track. That's okay. Yeah, that weird timing on that appeals to me. Back at the beginning, and I accidentally laid that down on my brain is not working. I laid that down on the first of the end. Here's what it sounds like. Wait, let's start over. Is that weird? Is that a weird beginning? No, that works. That'll work. Yeah, okay, I can see where I might go somewhere with this, but I'll have to work on it, because we're done. You've been listening to the Dubious Tobiz Immobile Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on and on radio, and I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.